Strange Adventure.
John Friday and his old crony, Ananias Hopkins, sat on the gallery of the Martinville feed store swapping tall stories. John looked at the sky and got serious.
It looks like we're in for a bit of a hailstorm, Ananias.
Ananias cocked a weather eye at the cloud John pointed to.
Yeah, he does it that, yeah. But it don't hail nowadays like it used to when I was a young fella in these parts. Oh, I remember one time when I was coming home from town in my wagon, when I seed a wall of hail that reached plumb from the sky to the earth, it did. I whacked my old nags with the whip and we started for home in a dead run. We went like 60 with that hailstorm right at the rear wheels. Well, when I got home and drove into that wagon shed, I was as out of breath as my team was. Then I looked around and, by doggies, if the back end of that wagon wasn't loaded with hail as big as hen's eggs. All the way home, I'd kept just half a wagon length ahead of that storm.
John Friday laughed.
Well, it looks like you're living up to your name, Ananias. Say, I'd better be getting back to the ranch. It's getting dark, and I don't want to get caught out in that storm at night. Besides, I just got this job out at the Diamond D, you know.
Well, okie dokie, John. Tell Tex Talbot that I'll have some more of that cottonseed meal in on Tuesday, eh?
John Friday, the new cowhand of the Diamond D Ranch, was driving down the winding road when the fury of the desert storm descended upon him. Coupled with the downpour was the utter blackness of the night. John's headlights blinked through the rain, jarring off and on at every time the car hit the bumps. At last the eyesight of the poor ramshackle vehicle gave out altogether, and there was nothing John could do to remedy the situation. He got out to tinker with the globes of the headlights, but to no avail. Then he heard a noise ahead, rising above the sound of the storm. It was another car headed toward him. He could not see the other vehicle, only hear it getting dangerously near. Then he ran away from his car to avoid the blacked-out juggernaut bearing down upon him. John Friday had almost stopped when there was a crash in the darkness. Suddenly a stream of light pierced the storm-filled night. The collision had jarred John's headlights on again. The light revealed a tall, gangling youth surveying the damage. Only two smashed fenders. Galloping Gladys would have to go to the garage for an overhaul. His only hope now was to reach the ranch house before the torrents of Hathaway Creek rose above the bridge. John turned to the young man. The boy chattered with fear, mopping at a mixture of cold sweat and rainwater that streamed from his face. John smiled at the thought of the narrow escape.
Well, young man, I knew I was very foolish to drive without headlights, but golly, I didn't think two of us would be out at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, but look. Look, mister. In the back seat of my car.
John looked into the rear seat of the other car. Reposing cozily upon the cushions was a 50-pound case of dynamite. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer, Charles Crowder, and inviting you to listen to Oyster Pirate, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.